time for another KOAL-ITV interview on KOAL-ITV, KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me in studio this morning, I have Superintendent Lance Hatch. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the goings-on at the school and some of the administration changes. We've got a big bond coming up, so let's bring him in. Let's talk a little bit about that. Superintendent, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. This is fun.
Now, we were talking a little bit off the air about some stuff that's coming up, and in the news recently, locally, we've had a lot of administration changes that are going on. Why don't we talk a little bit about those?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had need to recruit someone for a special job at the district office, and that's to deal with some athletic responsibilities at the district level. The state legislature and the State Board of Education have made some real significant changes to student fees, and we have a lot of work to do to get into compliance with that. So on top of that, we have one guy right now, Kerry Jensen, is taking care of construction projects, all the maintenance of all facilities and transportation and all of our student data, and it's just too much for one person. So we decided to bring Bruce Bean up to the district. We're excited because he has so much experience, and he's such a great administrator. So we're going to benefit greatly from him coming to the district office. But that left a vacancy at Carbon High, and so we're very excited about the new administration. I think they're going to do a wonderful job. Chris Winfrey, Jared Hardy, and Karen Bedont are going to be the administration, and they're already doing great things. They've got great ideas, and we're just excited because they have a great vision and energy for making some adjustments.
And one of those adjustments we talked a little bit, and we don't have to get too far into it, is and I think you brought up a good point when you and I were just talking about it. The fact that the kids from the Lighthouse are going to be under the same roof as the high school. And from what you made it sound, this is actually going to be a great thing for all students, because they're going to have the kids that are coming over from the Lighthouse are going to have more options of classes that they can take, because they couldn't get those at the Lighthouse. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. This has been a long process to come to the realization that this is the right thing to do. We've tried to figure out how to address the needs of Lighthouse students, because they just don't have enough course offerings. We've created a tiny little school with a very small staff, which means you can't offer different class offerings. Where down the street, somebody can take wood shop, or they can take visual art, or they can take a fax class, family consumer science. There's just so many options at Carbon High School, and at the Lighthouse, they just don't have those. On the other side, we have Carbon High School students who are, a lot of them are in need of extra support and intervention because they're struggling. We have kids that are struggling in their classes, and we need to provide the support and the help there. So we had that at Lighthouse, and we had all the course offerings at Carbon High. We were thinking about, well, maybe we shuttle kids. How do we figure out how to do this? And so we finally realized, the answer is to put them under the same roof and provide all of the services to all kids.
And Karen's going to be she's coming over with them. And
yes.
And she'll be, I believe she's over in interventions and stuff like that. Is that what I read?
Uh-huh. Yeah. She's going to, we realized we can't just ask the high school to take on this credit recovery and intervention system that we have in mind without additional administrative support. And Karen Bedon's going to be a big support there. They have, in the past, only had one principal and one assistant principal, so now there will be two assistant principals, So there's going to be enough support to be able to pull off the work that needs to be done.
And that's, like I said, at the end of the day, it's all about the students.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we need to take care of. Okay, now another big deal that's coming up, this it'll start kicking in this summer and into the fall. We've got a bond coming up that we want to do a little bit of maintenance and construction on some buildings. And why don't we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, the school board, their intention is to go to the public and ask them to vote for a slight tax increase, which would give us the opportunity to build an addition onto the high school. This addition will provide the classrooms and the office area right in that courtyard area is what we're thinking, so that we can secure the building. On top of that, we have an old boiler system that's too old. So we need to replace the rooftop units with heating and air conditioning. So that's a big project.
That boiler system's probably been there since I was there.
Oh, it's been there since it was constructed in the 1960s.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty old and leaks all over in the steam pipes and everything. So we need to address that. But we don't want to use portables. We want to secure the building and make sure that kids are safe. But at the same time, we have some needs for broadcast classes. We have kids who right now could be taking more concurrent enrollment classes from the university if we just had the broadcast rooms available to broadcast the class to them. So we're going to address that. We also have at Helper Middle School, we have some structural issues. And we want to fix those so that the building is more seismically safe. And the other issue that we're trying to address in this has to do with parking at the high school. I think everyone in the community has been frustrated at one time or another with the parking. So we're looking at the possibility of adding additional parking by moving the transportation department over to the district office. So those are some things we're thinking about. The school board will make some final decisions about which option they want to go with from the architects and everything in the May board meeting. At that point, we'll know exactly, you know, what the target amount is, and then we can inform the public on what that's going to, you know, what's the bottom line, what's that going to cost.
So that's another one of those stay tuned things.
That's right, yeah.
And we'll keep you on top of it. Now, just as we're getting ready to wrap up here, everybody that's come in today this school year so far, all the principals are talking about the fact that reading initiative, and reading is huge this year. And so why don't you speak a little bit to that, and, you know, if you have any successes that are going on. I've heard them, and they're great. They really are. But let's talk a little bit about the reading initiative for this year.
Yeah. You know, the reading is the foundational skill. And we recognize that, you know, you have to be able to read and read well if you want to succeed in life in general. You know, a good little story about that. I don't know if you know who Ben Carson is. But he ran for president
yep.
a few years ago, and he's one of the best surgeons of all time. But he grew up in poverty. His mom was illiterate, but she cleaned houses. So she would clean houses for wealthy people, and she saw something through the years that she realized every successful person reads. They've got books in their houses. They've got books sitting next to their chairs. She'd go in and clean, and there'd be a different book. So she knew they were reading all the time, so she made her kids read, even though she couldn't, and it made all the difference. And that's just a small example of what we're trying to do. But when I came in, we couldn't even answer the question, what reading level? We couldn't point to a kid and say, what reading level is that kid on? What book should they be reading? And so we've come a long way. Now we know exactly where every child is reading. We know that they're getting enormous quantities of reading in their day, and we are seeing amazing things like you mentioned. We're seeing kids improving, you know, 8, 10, 12 levels so far this year, and we're not done yet. So we're so excited to see at the end of the school year, you know, what the results are. But for these kids, we have story after story of kids just, their whole lives are changing. Their confidence is different. All their other subjects are improving because now they're reading, and they're reading a lot.
And then, like I said, that's been the report. And one of the principals told me, he says, you know, just imagine when, if this kid, when he hits high school, is on his reading level, where we can go and take this group of kids from there. And that's what it's all about. It's what we've talked about.
Yeah, and when we imagine the number of books these kids have read, you know, some kids have read 70-plus books this school year, and you think about all the vocabulary and the different ideas that they have experienced through that reading, and there is no way any teacher on the planet could expose a kid intentionally to that many vocabulary words and that many concepts. So their education is really skyrocketing because of that reading.
Absolutely. And you know what? With that, I think that's a good place to end. So thank you for coming in today. We appreciate you stopping in and, you know, coming up to bat for us this morning. And anytime you need to talk about stuff, come on back.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. That's Superintendent Lance Hatch with the Carbon School District. Now, for more information on this KOAL-ITV interview, check out our website, KOAL-ITV. Also listen for Castle Country Focus on 107.3 FM, 750 AM, KOAL.